I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Imagine for a moment that you're married to a Chinese citizen and you want to move to China to live with your spouse, but China says no because you don't speak Chinese. Well, China doesn't actually have a language requirement like that, neither does the United States for that matter, but now Britain does, and as The World's Patrick Cox reports, it's being challenged.
When Britain's conservative-led government came to power last year, one key objective was to tighten immigration and reverse policies of so-called multiculturalism. Here's Prime Minister David Cameron.
Under the doctrine of state multiculturalism, we've encouraged different cultures to live separate lives apart from each other and apart from the mainstream. We failed to provide a vision of society to which they feel they want to belong. We've even tolerated these segregated communities behaving in ways that run completely counter to our values.
Cameron's government has made some changes to immigration law, among them a new language requirement. Anyone applying for a visa for long-term residency, roughly equivalent to a green card, will now be tested to make sure they have a basic grasp of English. As a result, Rashida Chapti, a naturalized British citizen, cannot get a visa for her husband, who, like her, was born in India.
My husband is 58 years old. He's too old to learn English. If he was young, he could have learned English. If he had come here earlier, he would have learned English. But now he's old.
Chapti is suing the British government on human rights grounds. She's essentially arguing that she's being deprived of the right to be with her family. Aside from the language issue, her husband meets all the other requirements to qualify for a visa. Mian Myatt is a local politician from Leicester, the city where Chapti lives. He says Chapti's husband can't reasonably be expected to take English lessons before he arrives in Britain. For one thing, he lives in a remote village where no one speaks English.
He would have to travel something like 180 miles just to take these lessons. These lessons, which we would need to pass this test, would be something like 40 to 50 lessons.
Which, Myatt says, would cost something like 15 times the man's annual salary. Myatt says family reunification is at stake. That's a principle that's been enshrined in British and US immigration law for decades. But under the new rule, Rashida Chapti and her husband don't qualify for it.
She is a full naturalized British citizen. She has every right to be here in this country. And thus, her husband, Mr. Chapti, should have immediate and exclusive right to be here in this country.
Well, of course, one feels sympathy for the Chapti family, but I think the government policy is right.
This is Dominic Rubb, a member of Parliament for the ruling Conservatives.
Unless you're fleeing persecution, coming to Britain is a privilege, not a right, and it carries certain responsibilities. And one of those is to learn enough English to get by in the community. It's better for newcomers, but it's also better for our society because it encourages integration rather than segregation.
Rubb is especially annoyed that Chapti's lawyers have invoked the European Convention on Human Rights. Many British politicians resent European laws that supersede their own. But in rejecting multiculturalism, the British government's rhetoric is actually in line with many on the European mainland, notably Germany. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has declared that multiculturalism doesn't work and that everyone there should learn German. For The World, I'm Patrick Cox.
You can check out more stories on language and subscribe to our weekly podcast called The World in Words at theworld.org/language.